Tabaya. Makavo Zamanta. We sustain ourselves there. We charge ourselves. Charge ourselves there. We don't need special occasions to feel high. You know, where you're like, okay, you're going to have a meeting. Today you're ministering in church. So, you know, you're high. Shakatalabaya. No, my daily life, I am high. Even in the washroom, I am high. As I take my bath, I am high. As I watch the movie, I am high. As I watch football, I am high. Are you with me? As I sleep, I am high. Wherever I find myself, I am high. Labaka. Say, I live high. Kobada Baha. I live high. Let them say you are some way. Be some way. Because your natural is supernatural. Walking your child, Balato Sataka, Ilaba Shada Dabaha, Ito Patete, hey, Lido Dobuzada Dabaha. They were like, Charlie, what's up? What are you preparing for? I'm high. It is my natural life. Sana Metier, in our family, that's how we are. Where we come from, that's how we are. We are higher guys. Ibo Dagaha. Can you imagine? Even the brothers that lived in the hope of what shall be, they were high. See, they didn't even need the approval of God. They said, bow. So we will not bow. They said, we'll put you in fire. I said, no problem. Even if God has not come to save us, we will not bow. Wokatusa, ilabashata, audacity. And you know what? They were living in the hope of what shall be. They were trying to look, and they were so confident. Much more you, who can also say together with John, that which we have, that which we have heard, that which our eyes have seen, that which we have looked upon, that which we have handled, this word of life. You can say together with John that in me is life. You can say together with John of his fullness we have received. Daniel could not say that, oh, but in his normal life he tamed the lion. He did not organize a circus to prove that he can fellowship with lions. Not mere lions. Hungry ones. And he said they were strong in faith. He said concerning Abraham. He said he staggered not at their promise. Faith does not stagger. Faith does not stagger. Faith does not change his mind. See, a lion does not change his ways for other animals. A lion, he does not bow. He does not change his mentality for any situation. Even if the lion is left alone, the lion is still a lion. Even in the lion's death, the lion will roar. Shout this, I have proofs. Say this, I have proofs. Say it better. Say, I have proofs.
I have proofs.
Shout it better. I have proofs.
I have proofs.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30.
A lion, which is strongest among beasts.
Which is strongest among beasts.
And turneth not away for any.
See, a lion does not turn away for any.
A lion. Which is strongest among beasts.
Which is strongest among beasts.
And turneth not away for any.
And turneth not away for any.
Proverbs 30:30, Amplified.
Okay.
The lion. Which is mightiest among beasts.
Which is mightiest among beasts.
And turn not back before any.
The lion does not turn back before any.
There are three solemn dignitaries.
Okay.
Four that are impressive in their bearing.
Okay.
A lion. King of beasts.
King of beasts.
Deferring to none.
To none. And that is how we are described, though. We turn back to nothing. A lion, mighty among beasts, who retreats before nothing. Lions don't surrender. I have a conquering mentality. Say it. I have a more than conqueror mentality. Say it again. I have a more than a conqueror mentality. I come with the mindset that I have already conquered. I come with the mentality that I have already conquered. I don't back down to the voices of the enemy. I am tough. I am wild. Yeah. Romans 4. We're talking about faith. Faith is wild. Faith is stubborn. Faith is biazo. Biazo. The same word that was used concerning the kingdom of God, Jesus, when he was celebrating John. As a right from the day of John the Baptist, he said, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence takes it by force. Please, he's not talking about persecution in that verse. He was not saying that the kingdom of God will be persecuted, and those who persecute the kingdom, that's not what he's saying. He's talking about people pressing into the kingdom. And if there is a pressing in into the kingdom, it has to be by faith. By belief. They're having certain belief, you know, and it's causing them to press in. They were forced to be part. They were forced to enter. We will say we are meeting at a stadium. They will force themselves to have seats. Bazata kaba. Lima bagadaha. They were forced to press in. They chose the word violence. The word violence, the Greek word is biazo. To force something to be. Or to enforce. So faith is violent. Faith enforces till they see the manifestations. Faith does not back out. Faith is wild. You can't tame faith. Faith cannot be tamed. Faith is wild. Zabakatos. I thought you shout this. I am wild in faith.
I am wild in faith.
I don't back out. Luke 18 verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You see, in prayer, we exercise ourselves in faith. Prayer is for men of faith. Men of faith are those who pray more. Like Daniel. Daniel had to pray because he's a man of faith. And he prayed and prayed. Even when they had given and issued a command that no man should pray, he opened the window so that he would face Jerusalem. To pray.
When you are seated on the throne, you are Yahweh.
You are seated on the throne.
You are Jesus. You are seated on the throne. You are Jesus.
You are seated on the throne.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh. You are seated on the throne.
I'm seeing you walking in proofs. Some wrong stuff that has become normal. I see them being crushed all around you.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh.
Unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge. So the context of the discussion is prayer, and he's showing us faith in prayer. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, he said, you have a case, they've bribed the judge. Satoko Sata. We have a principal in a school, and lady, he said that you must, you know, submit to him. Give yourself an opportunity to compromise in a workplace, wherever you find yourself. Or you are being sabotaged, whichever way. Doesn't matter. The heart of a king is in the hands of the Lord. Say this. I own the hearts of men. Man of God, they're going to say it again. Say this. I have access,
To the hearts of men.
They're going to shout this again.
I have access
to the hearts of men in authority. La bagadaha. La batakabaha. As I'm talking, be taking note of prayers. Because we are going to pray, we are going to deal with matters. Doesn't matter how wicked or whatever they've said about this judge, this widow. He said, yet, verse 5, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Faith does not back down. You don't retreat to anything. I'm strong in faith, giving glory to God. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Strong in faith. So by this lady's persistence, I may be weary. I can't be rejected. I can't be denied. Is it the word of God I've received? I pursue that word. See, most often, all that has mattered is that you have received a word from God. Are you with me? That you have received a word. God has spoken to you. Sometimes you may even say the story of a lady whose son was knocked down by a vehicle. And they took the child to the hospital. Well, this child is dead. And then as they said the child was dead, she went to several hospitals. They were saying the same thing. And she said, what? Carry my child away. So as they were going, the child was behind, I think the other sister also. And then she remembered the prophecies in meetings, the word of God that comes in meetings, that nothing dies in their hands, nobody shall die around them. And she began to prophesy those words over the life of the child. Took the child home, slept with the child, a dead body, by four, a word from God. Took that word raw and ran with that word. A word has come to you a couple of times, that nothing dies in your hands, beloved. That you are full of life. Nothing dies in your hands. Why should you handle that money? Should you handle that business? Should you handle that soul that you will lose? No, 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 no. You don't lose. I say you don't lose. Just a word. You hold on that word. It becomes your meditation. You are meditating on it. You are thinking it. You are talking it. You are thinking it. You are talking it. It becomes your thought pattern. It becomes your profession. It becomes your confidence. I back down to nothing. I retreat to nothing. I turn down to nothing. I stand up for the word. Hey, Zapata. I am a man of faith. Man of faith. It's time to roar. It's time to rise. It's time to cause that light to shine everywhere around you. Our paradigm, who is Jesus, never back down. He laid down his life. He took it again. That is our Jesus. And he said, the works that I do, he did not miss words. He said, the works that I do, he said, greater works than this shall ye do. He said, as the Father sent me, even so, not partially, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. I come in the capacity of Jesus. I come in the capacity of Jesus. I come in the capacity of Jesus. No, this year we are not talking about it shall be well. It is well. It must happen. And listen, the way some of you talk about it is well, you are still talking about problem. It is well, I told you. The first time the word it is well was used, a dead boy resurrected from the dead. Yes. You don't say it is well, no. Lazabakata. Things are responding to me. I don't know about you, but I'm seeing it now. I'm seeing certain things responding to me. I'm seeing them. Zabakata kataha. Romans 4. Say this, I am wild. Don't go like, when I come here, the word is shed. It's like I'm gingered, I'm stirred up. But when I go, I don't know what to do. Do what you have heard. Do you hear me? Don't say, I've tried that. No, don't go and try it. Do. He said, we are doers of that word. The Bible did not say we are triers. We don't put the word on trial. We are doers of the word. Romans 4. I read from the verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, what the promise, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed. We leave that for another day. Not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. When we say those who are the faith of Abraham, what we are saying is that, you know, those who are of the law were descendants of Abraham according to the flesh. But the faith of Abraham speaks of Abraham being the first Gentile to be the river crosser. You see, he was the first man to become a Jew or to be a Hebrew. He was the first who crossed the river. He was the first Hebrew. So when he's speaking of the faith of Abraham, Abraham was not responsive to God because a law was given to him. All right? So we all are of the faith of Abraham, and speaking concerning the Gentiles, that our relationship with God is not based on the law. Our relationship with God is based on faith. With God is based on faith. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
All right. So he said, verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed. God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they God. See what he say. But also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written in parenthesis, I have made you a father of many nations. See, in the presence of him who he believed. Now he says, so he explains the person that Abraham believed. And who did Abraham believe? Abraham believed, he believed the person, God, who calls things. In the presence of him who he believed. Then he explains, God. So he's explaining the person that Abraham believed. And he said, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. This is the God he believed. You, this is the God you carry. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many, according to what was spoken. So it was in hope that he believed. And it was according to what was spoken. Taking air. Think on these things. He said he did not consider his body. So faith is not what you are feeling. Faith, no, what you are feeling is not an enough information to convince faith. Don't be convinced and convicted by what you feel and what you think about yourself. Wake up! And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. There are projects that will come up in our spirit to embark on. We will not check the size of our accounts, whether we have bank accounts or we don't have bank accounts, whether we owe quick loan or you don't owe quick loan. That should not guide the visions of God. He did not consider the deadness of the womb of Sarah. Permit not the adversary to cause your eyes to slumber. Be strong in faith. Say, so I shut my eyes. My mind day. I mean business.
I mean business.
Tremendous manifestations. Tangible happenings. Incredible happenings. Faith proofs. Proofs of faith. Proofs of faith. The supernatural being my natural. I live it every day. I talk it. I work it. I walk in it. It is seen in me. It will not be said of me, where is your God? It will be said of me, surely your God is mighty. It will be said of me, surely I want to know your God. So look at Abraham. Look at Abraham. And not being weak in faith. So he did not consider. So the weakness in faith is considered. When you begin to consider, you are weak in faith. Ah, not me. I don't consider. I don't consider my past. I don't consider my history. I don't consider my weakness. I don't consider my error. I don't consider. No. I am strong in faith. I set my mind on that which is supplied by God unto me. So not being weak in faith, he did not consider. How dead his body has become as at 100 years, and did not consider how dead Sarah's womb was, which means that scientifically, according to the facts of men, Abraham was weak. According to the facts of men, Sarah's womb was weak. But by the facts of faith, said, this is a fresh womb, this is a fresh body. My goodness. So he says, whose report do we believe? Whose report do you believe? When you wake up every morning, which report are you believing? Hey. No. Don't even be looking for a report. You have a report. Hey. God has spoken to you. He said, he has said that I may boldly say. He said, wherefore, having the same spirit of faith, we also speak. Engaging the utterance ability. We are talking our way through.
Hey,
don't give in. Don't go like, I've said it, I'm blessed, I'm loaded, I'm full of success. Glorious things are happening to me. I've spoken to my compound. I've spoken to my house. I've spoken to my business. I've spoken to the soul. I've spoken to everything surrounding me. I'm not seeing anything. Brother, we are speaking. The issue is that you are thinking nothing is happening because you are considering what is surrounding you. Can you be like the father Abraham? Who being weak in the body, he did not consider it. The weakness of the body did not influence the strength of his faith. But instead, the strength of his faith influenced the weakness of the body unto strength. I enlarge my capacity, Lord. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready. I'm ready to do big things. Big things. And you know, we are not thinking too far. Beginning from today. Beginning from this month that has begun. This month of February. Beginning from this month. Matosh. As a beginning from this month. Know what I gave as a word. He said, this month, we ought to bear kingdom fruits. Look at it. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb he did not consider. He did not waver at the promise of God. Another verse says, he did not stagger at the promise of God. I keep telling you, God said it, I believe it. That settles it. It's not just a religious cliche, it's a conviction. As long as God has spoken it, I so much believe it. Nothing in this world can make me doubt it. It's a sure word of prophecy. I stand by it. I wage war with it. I don't stagger at that word. I stand firm and I stand stronger. Yeah. When you seize your atmosphere, that you see this sick person around, brother, grab that head. Smash that devil out of the head of that fellow. Beginning from today, act in the conviction of faith, where you are not taking no for an answer. That the Lord lays on your heart to go and, conquer a school. And you go there and you act timid. that you go and conquer a project and you act in it. Number one, who is your God? Number two, who is your brother? Number three, what kind of life do you carry? Number four, which country do you come from? Number five, who is your pastor? I don't back out. Lift your right hand. Look into your life. Look into your future. Look out to your environment. Command every dryness. Command every bone to respond to life. You know, some of you, the adversary knows that when money comes into your hands in a certain degree, there are things you would do. Some of you are running some businesses. When you get home this morning, it's not time to go and sleep. You see, you allow sleep too much. When you get home, it's not time to go and sleep that I've come for all night and I'm tired. No, go and grab your business items. Whatsoever is a point of contact for business, lay your hands on it. Command life to it. Hey! Command life. Faith is wild. It's about time you get wild. Faith is wild. Look at it. See. He said, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. He was so convinced, fully persuaded. You've got to persuade yourself. And that's why I've been talking about meditation of the word. So you have to persuade yourself. You have to let the you know that, come on, brother. We are achieving mighty works. You are not a coward. See, you are not a coward. You have the faith of Jesus. You have what it takes to conquer nations. You are not a coward. You are not a coward. You command new life. You release fresh strength. You command new ability. You give life. You stir up the waters. You stir up the waters. Anything that is troubling you, it must cease today. Talk to it. Talk to it. Yeah. Faith does not pamper issues. Faith roars. See a posture of faith. Look here. Verse 40. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him he would come into his house, for he had one only daughter about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged in. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" In the midst of the crowd, this lady caught a better revelation. So if I touch the hem, touched him, he saw that virtue had gone out of him. So who touched me? The degree of men is how much they've set their heart. To which extent have you gathered yourself together in faith? That's what makes the difference. I've told you, the people of the world have their strategy. For us, we have our strategy. Not just a strategy. We have our flow. We have the force that engages us. It's the heavenly force. You have pampered some situations for too long. All in the name of me, I don't want to worry anybody. Brother, faith does not care if he's worrying. Do you hear what I'm saying? Mark chapter 2, verse 1. And again, he entered Capernaum after some days. And it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately, many gathered together so that there was no longer room to receive them. I told you, they will press in. Zabai. So there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they climbed and uncovered the roof. If it were to be you, what would you have done?
I think there's no space. If he will heal, he would have healed.
If I would have Kera, Sera, whatever will be. But if I'll get it. If I don't get it too, I'll not get it. No, me, I'm in rest. Be there. It's not rest. You think it doesn't mean rest. Jesus said, the Bible says, and when Jesus saw their faith, he saw their faith. Look at what Jesus said. They uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, do you see that? So you don't say that, I'm a man of faith. No, faith is an action. And that's what I was talking to you about, the works of faith. Faith is action. You know you are blessed. Appear as the blessed man. Don't say you are blessed and you appear and come in. All things are mine. My brother. All things are yours. Change the way you walk. Start walking like a commander. I've told some of you, stop behaving like children. Your world changes. Come as such. Talk as such. Dress as such. Doesn't matter whether it is one tie. Get it on. I'm not saying that being in tie shows that you are gentle. But we know, in our society, the only way to let them know that you are not joking, you get some suit on. Don't say, oh, Dr. Otaben wears agbaja, so you do wear agbaja. He said one pastor was like, oh, Bishop Dag, he likes Bishop Dag. Bishop Dag wears African print. I said, brother, go and listen to Bishop Dag well. You see, every young pastor, you should make sure you have at least 3 suits in your jacket. Wear it. Let them know you are serious. Change the way you appear. Change the way you talk. Don't let them tell you, some of you go like, wearing suit doesn't mean you are serious. No, look global. You say, I'm taking Kente to the ends of the world. Those who take it should take it. It's like calling. God has called me to carry African print to the ends of the world. God did not call you to carry Ghana to the ends of the world. He called you to carry the gospel to the ends of the world. That's the purpose of God. Let me just branch this more. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
The purpose of God is not for you to carry a singing ability to the African music style to the ends of the world. No. African gender high life to the ends of the world. It's not a calling.
It's good. I'm not saying that it's bad, but to be sincere with you, your purpose is not that. There are things that are platforms that helps us engage God's purpose. You know, they serve as, you know, supportive, you know, materials. Like, don't make them the purpose of God. The purpose is one: go ye therefore and make disciples. Whether you're a banker, doctor, accountant, whatever you are, go ye therefore. Say, I'm a man of faith.
I'm a man of faith.
I talk faith.
I think faith.
Even in my sight,
my
looks.
When you see,
you must know. When they see you, they should know. Let them say that you do, and actually be flexible, small. Say no. The time to be flexible will come. If this is a man of God, he does tell me he doesn't fast. If he's fasting, he takes. When they were in the bushes and other stuff, where were you? You see, that's the challenge most of us are having. You are trying to compare yourself with people that the Lord has carried them through certain processes. What has God entrusted to you? What do you have in your hand? Don't try to impress anybody. Grow it. Increase it. Satakaba. You know, when the Bible says that God created heavens and earth, the earth was without form and was void, and darkness covered the face of the earth. Do you know that God did not go about looking for a different earth? That which he had, with darkness covering, thick darkness covering the face of the waters, with what he has, he commanded light out of it. Hey! Can you say this? What I have is enough.
What I have is
to
enough.
Get the job done. Say it again. What I have in my hand
is
enough to get the job done. He asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? He said, it's this rod you are going to use to perform the miracles. This rod, for now at your level, it is this. I'm a man of faith. So he says, and when Jesus saw their faith, when he saw how they could say it, I'm not careful. Man of God, I just say it well.
I am not careful.
I refuse to be careful.
But you
go like, Amy, I don't want to trouble anybody. You know, no, you trouble them. And she troubled the judge to the extent that he was afraid that he would grow weary. So he must attend to her matter. Not as in troubling people in an anxious, no, cool, calm, but you're in charge. I told you this year, intimidates people. Be intentional about it. Don't be scared. When people are feeling intimidated, no, be you. Not like you're trying to intimidate them, but the point is that when you are you and you are acting in faith, you're going to intimidate men. Yeah. You're going to intimidate men.
I will never ever fail in life. I have Jesus
as my very life.
I will never ever fail in life.
I have Jesus as my very life.
Since I haven't
as my very life,
I am reigning with him, and I will never
ever fail in life. I have Jesus as my very life.
You see, brethren, there are unseen forces that oppose the manifestations of our victory. That's why he says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So, and in mentioning the armories, the armors of the spirit that we have, he mentioned faith as a shield. Then he concluded with the sword of the spirit.
It will interest you to know that faith is not just a defensive tool. It's an offensive tool. You don't have to wait for a challenge before you address issues in the future. My children can never be wayward. Zatakalabaha. Makato. Anyone that will try to backstab me is rather pushing me into higher heights. In the name of Jesus. You see, here you are not waiting for someone to work against you before now you begin to, oh God, in the name of Jesus, do it. No, you have dealt with matters already. You are not waiting for your children to start growing and becoming wayward before now you begin to pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, no. We take offensive steps. Before they happen, we have gone ahead. You secure the future before you get there. You know, Apostle Paul said, great and effectual doors are open unto me. He said, but there are more adversaries. The adversaries are many. This one, brother, is the grace guy that is talking. Oh, effectual doors are open. He said, the adversaries are there. The grace guy is talking. The one who made you see the revelation, said, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. He is telling you that great and effectual door is open. Don't be talk, you see, don't be too short-sighted. That you will not see. No, some guy, grace guy, he becomes so short-sighted, and he said there is no devil. And that's why the adversary likes. He likes it so that you see there is, he's not there. So when he's doing it, you don't know that you think you are the one causing it. But he's doing it. I see fresh energy being infused into you. Yeah. You've been so discouraged. You felt so down. You've been so broken. But I see fresh energy. You have tried all the options. But you cannot celebrate any of them. But fresh ideas, fresh inspiration, fresh energy. You receive an impartation of faith. Bakala matare.
I will never ever fail. Ella. I have Jesus
as my very love.
So you will not wait for the door, the gate to open. Before they open, you have dealt with the adversaries. That's what I'm saying. This year, pray like you don't have head. Pray like every day, approach prayer as a warfare. Are you with me? Yeah. Don't wait for the war. Let them know. They'll be careful when they're approaching. Set up fires everywhere around you. Yeah. There are men who don't know, but they have become voices of the enemy. We are men of faith. We don't back down.
And you,
he says, all things are possible to them that believe. Sato Kataba. All things. All things. What are the visions the Lord has put in your heart this year? Rather, strengthen your stakes. Lengthen your cords. You wake up every morning and say, Lord, we are doing it. There is no fear in me. I refuse to doubt. I refuse to doubt. Hey, I am spreading.
Enyonya, 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 mka niti,
enyonya, mka niti. I want you to minister unto the Lord now.
Enyonya, mka niti.
Oh, yeah.